Hey everyone, how's it going? This is Azarin, the Language Nerd here. I'm the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds, and welcome to today's podcast episode, which again has video. Yay! For the people who are listening to this podcast only, and you're not watching the video version, you're welcome to go over to my YouTube channel and watch the video if that's how you prefer to consume your content. My YouTube channel is called Azarin, the Language Nerd. That's spelled A-Z or Z, depending on your country. R-E-N, the Language Nerd. You can watch these podcasts there. And of course, you can go and check out the other videos that I've made, where I've shared all sorts of language learning advice. So in today's podcast, I would like to share, actually, before I share the advice in the podcast, I'd like to give some credit to the two people who have inspired this podcast episode. The first person is a French instructor who does some contract work for me. His name is Julien. So thank you, Julien. You've inspired this episode. And the second person is an Instagrammer, or rather someone on Instagram, whose username is languagenomad_. So the word language, the word nomad, and then an underscore. These are the two people that have inspired this podcast, and I would like to say thank you. And obviously, as the title says in this podcast, the topic for today is how to speak more confidently in another language. I think a great place to start today's podcast episode is to share something that Julien told me about 2 weeks ago. Julien was commenting to me that he noticed a trend with many of his French students, both French students that he teaches through me, that he teaches for me, as well as his own private students that he teaches, that he has found. And a trend that he's noticed with many of his students is that if a French student reaches out to him for lessons and says something to the effect of, oh, I think I speak French pretty well, generally, they're more on the beginner end of the spectrum. In other words, when they come into the lessons with some degree of confidence, they tend to be more on the beginner side of things. On the flip side, when they come in with not that much confidence, meaning confidence in their level, of course, when they are downplaying the level they have, they tend to be more towards the intermediate side of things, and sometimes even into the advanced side of the spectrum. In other words, the more confident someone is in their level, they tend to be less fluent, and the less confident they are in the level, they tend to be more fluent. Of course, that's not an exact science. It's just an observation that Julien has made with many of his students. I've observed something similar with my students, as well as just with people that I meet that speak other languages. Often, when someone speaks a little bit of the language, they will say that they speak, they'll basically have this level of confidence in their level that makes it seem like they have like an intermediate or advanced level. But the moment they speak, you think to yourself, oh, you're still more in the beginner end of the spectrum. You just have a lot of confidence in how you speak. And of course, vice versa too. I've had the experience where people really downplay how fluent they are. And then the second they start speaking, you realize, wow, you're actually really good. So I've also had this experience. And this is something that I think for me is a real life demonstration of the fact that the level of fluency you have does not dictate how confident you might feel when you are speaking. In fact, this is where Language Nomad on Instagram, languagenomad_, this is where she said something to me. She said something to me while we were DMing back and forth. So what she said to me was, often people that are extremely fluent also get very, very self-conscious. So people who have a C2 level, a C1 level, extremely fluent, basically, they also get very self-conscious because they're so good that they feel awful when they make a mistake. So I can relate to this, in French and Spanish, I can relate to this because these are two languages I speak at a very advanced level. And particularly with French, I remember there have been many times where I'll be speaking with someone in French and I'll make some small mistake and the native speaker I'm speaking with will correct me, and they'll sometimes even stop with a level of, what's the word? they'll stop and they'll be kind of shocked or surprised, something like that, because they forgot that they've said this to me. The native speaker will say something like, oh, you know, we think you're a native speaker and you speak just like us and it's perfectly fluent. And then you make a little mistake that we would never make, that a native speaker wouldn't actually make. And it just stands out. There's actually a British stand-up comedian. I can't remember his name, but he's very fluent in French. And he has a couple of stand-up comedy jokes that he tells that's very similar. He used to live in France when he was a child, so he picked up the accent when he was young. Then he went back to England. Then I think he went back to France or something like that, learned French to a very high level. But there's still some mistakes he makes. And because his accent is so good and he's very fluent in French, he makes these jokes that he has this joke where he'll make some mistakes, but they're mistakes that a native French speaker would never make. So he just sounds like a dumb Frenchman, quote unquote. That's what he says about himself. He says that he'll sound like a dumb Frenchman and not like a language learner just making a mistake. And I can relate to that a lot because, listen, when you have that very advanced level, particularly if you have good pronunciation, you know, I agree with the stand-up comedian. His name is escaping me right now. And this of course, aligns quite well with what Language Nomad was saying on Instagram, which is often when you get that really advanced level, what can happen is people get self-conscious again because they don't want to make any mistakes. They don't want to say something wrong because they're so advanced that they shouldn't be saying something wrong. So they get over-perfectionist and over-self-conscious again. So all of this to say, the point I'm trying to make is there definitely is not a direct correlation between how advanced or not advanced you are in a language and how confident you feel when you're speaking that language. It's not some direct correlation between the two. For many language learners, this ends up being a bit of a myth. They might think to themselves, well, I would feel more confident if I knew more words. I would feel more confident if I had a better grasp of the grammar. Oh, I would feel more confident if I was just further along in my studies. I would feel more confident if I can understand people a little bit better. These kinds of statements have a certain level of truth to them because, heck, you very well might feel more confident if you could understand people better, if you knew more words, if you had a better grasp of grammar. But it's also quite likely that even if you did have a better grasp of the grammar, you might still feel like, oh, if I just had a little bit of a better grasp, I would feel more confident. You can still say that. You can still say the same thing to yourself, even if you had a better grasp. Because let's get it straight. Unless you are near perfect, then there's always going to be some grammar you could grasp better. Unless you're near perfect, there's always words that you don't know. Unless you're near perfect, there's a lot of stuff people say that you might not understand. And as I said earlier, if you're near perfect or just very advanced, you still have the opposite problem, which becomes you're so advanced that now you become crippled in the sense that you don't want to make, you're scared to make a mistake because you are so advanced and you feel that you shouldn't. So trying to be more advanced and progressing in the language is not some magic bullet that's going to make you feel more confident. So what will make you more confident? That's the golden ticket, right? That's the big question. What will make you more confident when speaking in another language? Well, I think that there's many different ways you could answer this question. Obviously, depends on why you're feeling nervous. It depends on a number of factors, but I want to give at least one very practical piece of advice that can help. And the practical piece of advice is the following. You need to feel comfortable speaking with the people that you speak with regularly. So I'll give an example from my world. As you guys know, I run the Calgary Language Nerds. We teach private and small group classes for a wide variety of languages. And one thing that I've noticed over the years, and I've noticed this with me as a learner too, is once I feel more comfortable with the tutor, me as a student, or vice versa, meaning once a student feels more comfortable with me or whoever their instructor is, as they start to get to know the person more, as they feel more comfortable with them, even if they're more on the beginner side or they're not that fluent or they're making mistakes, because they feel a certain level of friendship or kinship or some kind of positive relation, some kind of positive emotion toward their instructor, they don't get overly self-conscious. You know, I'll give the following example here. So I've had a number of Gujarati instructors, for example. Gujarati is a language that I speak reasonably well, but there's still a lot I don't know, and I still make mistakes, and I'm still trying to learn and get better. And I've had a fair number of instructors. I haven't had like 10, but I think I've had 1, 2, I've probably had at least 4, something like that. And listen, like, let me tell you, I noticed the difference. So I have this one instructor right now, and I can tell you right away, the first few lessons, I was far more uptight and far more cautious with my language and not wanting to make mistakes and to be honest, a little bit more awkward. But now that I've gotten to know her more, we've had a lot of lessons together. You know, we're basically friends now. I feel very friendly toward her and I don't have that same level of self-consciousness. And I feel way more at ease. In fact, perhaps completely at ease, I guess. Okay. And so that's, I think if there's one very practical piece of advice that I can give you that will just help, I think, is pick a very small number of people to speak with, 1 or 2. It doesn't have to be a tutor, by the way. I just gave that example because I run a language teaching business, but, you know, a friend or whoever you talk to in the language, whoever it is, right? Just make sure it's just 1 or 2. Make it a small group of people that you feel comfortable with, or at least take the time to develop that level of comfort with them, and then you'll feel more at ease when you're speaking. Because listen, here's a fun fact you may not have thought about. In your first language, whatever language you're strongest in, when you're speaking with people that you don't know, the vast majority of us feel quite self-conscious. You know, imagine going to a party where you don't really know anyone, it's at someone's house that you've never been to, you don't know the vibe, you don't really know many of the people, maybe you've got a couple friends, but you don't know most people, you walk in, maybe you arrived a little late, so people are already there, it feels awkward. You're like, this person opens the door, and you're like, is this the homeowner, is it not, like, who are you, and you probably feel very self-conscious in your own first language, particularly if you have any level of social anxiety, or maybe you're more introverted, things like that. You might even feel it more than an extrovert, a very extroverted person would. So if that's happening to you in your first language, you bet that it's going to happen. Of course it's going to happen in your target language when you're talking to people you don't know, and if you're in an unfamiliar circumstance. In fact, it's going to be multiplied. So make the environment familiar. Make it a familiar environment that you feel comfortable in, and it will reduce the amount of nervousness or anxiety that you feel, and you will feel far more confident. That's probably the biggest, like, one size kind of golden ticket answer that I can give that is just practical, I suppose. Other things that you might want to think about that are a little bit harder just to go implement like that to, you know, make your environment comfortable, like something that's harder just to implement immediately, but maybe is important for you to think about is, well, where is that nervousness coming from? What are you scared of happening? Think through those thoughts that are popping into your mind and have that conversation with yourself. You may also want to think about, again, I don't know what this will look like exactly because it'll look a little different for everyone, but, you know, maybe you can take some baby steps. You can take some baby steps toward actually speaking to someone. Let me try and articulate that more clearly. So maybe, I think here's the way to put it. So I think if you're scared of speaking, right, something you may want to ask yourself is, how do you make that more concrete? Scared of speaking is very vague. How do you make it more concrete? What are you specifically afraid of? Are you afraid of talking to people in groups? Are you afraid of having a private tutor? Are you afraid of talking in your group class that you take? Are you afraid of talking to that friend that you have who speaks Spanish and you'd love to practice with them? What are you concretely afraid of? If you have a fear of speaking, you might just have a general fear of speaking, of course, but you could break that fear of speaking down into smaller parts. You're scared of talking to strangers. You're scared of talking to a specific person you know, because that can happen. You might know people that speak a language and you want to practice with them, but you're too nervous. You might be scared of, you know, maybe you want to go to the Chinese restaurant or the Mexican restaurant, and you know the staff speaks a language and you want to talk to them, but you're too scared. Everyone has something different run through their mind when they think about being scared of speaking in another language. We don't all have the same thing that goes through our mind. So what situations are going through your mind? That's a great question to ask. Then you can figure out, how would you build your way up to doing that? How would you do so? What would that look like? Let me paint you one example. Maybe you want to go to the restaurant in the city and you know they speak the target language. Let's say it's a Mexican restaurant and you've gone in before and you know it's a local Mexican family. And you're like, okay, I really want to speak to them. Well, how would you do it? Well, here's what you might do. First, you might say, okay, well, I'm going to go to the restaurant every Wednesday for the next month so they get to know me. Every Wednesday, I'll go for the next month, 5 weeks. That way they get to know me. They become familiar with me. I talk to them. I feel more familiar with them. Then on the sixth week, and you don't have to do it exactly on the sixth week. You can pick it. You can play it more by ear, but you can say, after when I feel more comfortable just going there, I'm going to bring my Spanish textbook with me and do my Spanish homework while I wait for my food. Because then if you know the servers by then or the owner or whoever, when they come and they see the Spanish textbook, they might go, oh, you're learning Spanish. And that gives you a gateway to then open up and say something. Here's another example. Maybe you want to talk to people in the target language, whatever it is, French, Mandarin, Japanese, whatever it is, right? You want to talk to people, but you don't even know anyone. You don't even know where to start. And it's not even this fear of speaking. Maybe that's a part of it, but it's just the overwhelmedness of, oh, I want to talk to people. I don't have anyone to talk to. I don't know how to do this. Ah, how overwhelming. Well, you might think to yourself, okay, let's break this down. I'm not scared of talking to someone. What I'm scared of is, well, it's actually not even a fear. It's actually more overwhelmed at not having next steps. So then you might go, okay, well, actually more overwhelmed. How can I break some steps down? How can I figure out what's my first step? What would be the first step to figure out who to talk to? And maybe that's what you need to do, is just create a to-do list. Maybe you've always wanted to take lessons or something, but you're scared of talking to native speakers. Like maybe it's a true fear of speaking. You might think to yourself, okay, well, maybe what I'll do first is I'll book like the consultation only, and I'm going to tell them I don't speak a word and I'm only going to speak in English, and just to see if I feel comfortable with the person. That's like a baby step in the right direction. Or you might say, man, I'm not going to take 60-minute lessons. I'll only do 30 because I don't think I could tolerate more than 30. Or maybe you take 15-minute lessons, but you pay for 30 just to make it worth their time. Because then it's like, it's only 15 minutes. I can do that. So you break it down to the smallest level that you can handle. So in summary, the two main pieces of advice that I shared, one is a bit, I guess they're both practical now that I think about it. One of them is, well, make your environment familiar. Get comfortable with the people you speak with and make sure you're comfortable with the people you speak with. Get comfortable with them and only speak with people you feel comfortable speaking with. Make it a small group initially, just one or two or three people, because you'll feel way more confident with them. That's something you can do. And thing number two, which takes a bit more work but is equally practical, is think about, what are you exactly afraid of? Make it specific. And then create an action plan for yourself, a step-by-step-by-step plan of how you can work your way up to that specific problem. Make it more specific than I'm scared of speaking. Well, I hope that was an interesting and helpful podcast for everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Please, if you don't do so already, follow me on, I'm on basically every social platform. So follow me on every social media network. My username is Polyglot Azarin, P-O-L-Y-G-L-O-T-A-Z or Z-R-E-N. And of course, if you want to look into working with myself or anyone on my team, taking some private lessons, some small group lessons, things of that nature, visit my website, azarenthelanguagenerd.com. That's A-Z-Z-R-E-N, thelanguagenerd.com. Have a great day. See you later. Bye-bye.